our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It might be weird to hear the juxtaposition because then there's like the theme song and then I was playing a different song when you started recording.
Well, there's like a pause after the theme song though.
Is it? Well, okay.
Yeah, there's a slight pause. So you know what? Whatever. It doesn't matter. Like two people listen to this anyway, including you. I think it's you and your brother. Maybe your mom sometimes. I think that's
Mikey from work.
Oh, that's true. We should just shout out every single person who's ever acknowledged, and then because then everyone would.
They'll be like, they said my name.
Well, no, everyone who does listen, who we didn't say, will be like, hey, I listen.
Well, maybe.
Why didn't you talk
about
people, me?
Well, people are weird.
I know Martin has a couple times, but I don't know if he's a regular listener.
If you listen to this and we didn't mention your name,
get really mad. That's fine.
Yeah, just get mad.
I'm just gonna do that.
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. When you tried to kill me twice,
and
we laughed and laughed.
Except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice.
You want your freedom taken? That's what I'm counting on. I used to want you dead, but now I am.
So if you couldn't tell, Adam played Portal 2 this week and finished it and likes the song and spent a few hours last night learning it.
Yeah, so now I know it.
And a few hours today forgetting
now
it.
Now I have another song in my repertoire.
You can do better on it, though. You should practice it some more.
I know.
Learn a little wheedlies in the middle.
I got the basics down.
That's true. You have the basics
words.
Mostly down.
Well, there's like one chord.
Yeah, there's
one
chord in the chorus you always forget.
Yeah, I forget that one. Oh, well. It's close.
Is it
hot in here?
It's warm, but I don't want to turn the air because
it's like 1,000 degrees.
It'll be background noise, and we already get enough of that somehow. I don't know how. We're trying another microphone setting tonight. Maybe it'll be better.
Maybe this one will work.
Maybe we'll just sit really close to it.
Just everybody, like, just talk real close.
Well,
to the microphone.
I think it's intended to be like pretty close. I don't know. The guitar will probably the balance will probably all off now because it'll be real loud.
So I asked you this question last night, and I thought it would be good for us to talk about it.
You asked when you were super tired. You come up with the weirdest stuff when you're tired.
Right. We should be recording in the middle of the night.
We really should, because we talk for like an hour about just dumb things. Like, just really.
Well, I said, well, would you be scared if you were the only person left alive?
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean.
How about this? Instead of phrasing it that way, I'd say, what would you do if you were the last person alive?
So, is everyone around me dead or are they gone?
They just disappeared. You don't have to worry about putting, burying bodies
or anything.
It's not going to smell weird.
I would be terrified because I don't think, I'd probably just kill myself.
Well, just pretend like you're over that. Like, what would you do?
Well, I'd probably kill myself because there's no point in living your life,
Well, you don't know for sure that everyone's
gone.
So,
a few things. Do I still have power?
Sure.
Okay, well, because, I mean, that affects what I would do, right? Because without power, I'm stuck, reading books during the daytime.
Which is...
But I want to play video games.
Right.
So...
Well, you can always get a generator.
But, well, I suppose I could. There'll still be fuel around. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the only thing that the worst
I won't
thing,
have to pay for anything.
I just won't be able to play co-op on Portal 2.
Yeah.
Because it would be just me.
Well, you could probably train yourself eventually to just use two controllers.
Two controllers and be like, oh, shoot one over there.
I mean, you'll literally have zero distractions, so your concentration
I would probably have a lot of distractions still, because there's a whole bunch of other video games I could
play. If the internet is still running, I'd probably spend all my time in there.
I would learn the whole internet.
Yeah, exactly. I would just try and like find it's everything. Updated. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Except for me. I'll make a new post on something.
Everything that has progressed in the world.
I'd be like last post ever.
On every, just go to every YouTube video and be like, this is the last comment ever made. Like, people say first, you can just go last.
Last. Because it's not...
You get through a few 100,000 YouTube videos, I'm like,
this is boring. It's not like anybody even cares but me. This. But I'd laugh.
Well, actually, it'd be a good way to tell if you'd ever seen them or not. Because you just look for that comment. Last. Like, is there last on there? Oh, I guess I've seen this video.
I've seen this one. Right.
High-speed internet is probably a thing of the past. And
In the future.
You could just move to wherever has Wi-Fi. The highest speed internet.
Right, just free Wi-Fi.
There's probably no Wi-Fi. Because that takes power. If there's no power outside of generators.
But then how are you going to have internet?
I don't know. That's why I said if the internet's still there. It probably isn't.
Right. I'll plug in the internet to a generator. Just internet.
Well, the internet is hosted on a few like mega super servers. So if you could figure out a way to salvage those, I mean, you could still have some remnants of the internet if you could feel. You might have to read a lot of books on how to do system networking.
Yeah. Well, I got time.
Yeah, right. You get literally nothing else to do.
It's not like, you know, I got like all this canned food
there's
all over
no
the world.
There's no sex when you're alone on the earth, though. You'd miss it.
There's nudie magazines.
Yeah, right, but you still... I mean, I think you'd miss talking, because how many days do you think you could go without talking?
We don't need to talk.
But...
I'll find something to talk to, okay?
So you've
I'll
been
get
alone.
A dog.
You've been a...
Then I'll talk
so dogs them. Didn't disappear?
No, just
animals
people.
Didn't just people? Okay.
Yeah. So if there's a lion, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Well, but I would
really
feel I would go to the zoo and feel sad.
Well,
for the
I mean,
animals.
Yeah, there's no, yeah, there's gonna die.
I'm not gonna let a lion out.
No, you can let like some of the smaller animals out.
Like I'll let the birds out and everything.
Yeah, let the monkeys out. Right, they're probably not gonna do all
yeah,
that much.
Just,
anything that won't kill
llamas,
you, just let it out.
I'll let out llamas.
Yeah. I'd probably leave the ostriches. They're mean.
They could be mean.
They're mean.
But there's some good meat on them.
That's true. Well, you don't have to let them out. Just shoot them in the pen.
Right. So I'm making ostrich burgers.
Yeah.
Lion burgers. Tiger burger.
Chicken burger.
Tiger burger.
It's
got stripes on it.
I mean, what? It's a stripy burger. Striated meat.
It's like it's against the law anymore.
That's true.
I
like the finger quotes you put up. Cause
the air quotes.
Translates. Yeah, we need to.
Against the law.
We need to figure out a way to... indicate air quotes on a podcast.
Well, you just say that there was air quotes around that.
I just
that.
Did, I guess.
Right.
I just wasted a lot of time.
You did acknowledge it. But, no, I think that'd be fun.
Being the only person alive or eating tigers?
Yeah, because nobody would bug me with their bullshit.
I think I would definitely... I would get really depressed.
I mean, there wouldn't be any... Sure.
Because, I mean, there's no...
But the thing is, you wouldn't have any, like, people just, like, bugging you with baloney, but you wouldn't be able to bug anybody else either.
Well, yeah, and I mean, humans fundamentally are social creatures. Like, we have to interact with other people, and so we're hardwired that way, and I think it would be really tough to live in existence completely devoid of other people.
Right, but you're gonna get animals. They're just like cat ladies.
But you
happy,
can't
right?
you can't replace people. No, cat ladies aren't happy. That's why they have so many cats.
Oh.
But you can't replace contact with
but
other
I can
people.
Get every cat and put it in one house.
But nobody's ever going to talk to you. Unless you can like train a monkey to talk.
You could train birds to talk. My
yeah, but they can't say things intelligently.
My great-grandfather had crows. Did I tell you about that?
No, crows are creepy.
No, they were cool.
Crows are terrifying, though.
Like,
I mean, they're terrifying smart.
Like, after he died, we, like, at his house, they still had, like the pens in the back where all the crows used to live.
That's horrifying.
Like, he had, like, a bunch of cages. Well, they didn't live there anymore.
Right, but I would never go there.
Really?
With live crows?
Really?
No,
you don't like crows?
Crows are scary.
Why?
They're too smart.
They're not. They have little tiny brains.
Yeah, but they're really smart.
Well, they're real smart for birds, yeah.
Yeah, but they're really smart.
They're gonna outsmart
you.
And
they can peck my eyes out.
They can peck my eyes. I don't think they would, but they were cool, though,
but
you know?
But they can.
So, like a cat can claw your eyes out.
Yeah, I don't like cats.
I don't like... A dog could bite your face
dogs
off.
Dogs are nice, though.
But they can.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I was afraid of
horses
dogs.
Horses can step on your face with their big hooves.
Yeah, I know. I was horribly
I hate
afraid
horses.
Of dogs. Why do you hate horses?
Because they're big. They're bigger than me. And what if they get
you
mad?
You say everything bigger than you?
Yeah, I hate elephants. Because what
no,
if they get mad?
No, oh, so you hate giraffes?
No.
Ah, see?
I like giraffes.
I know you like giraffes.
But I don't want to go buy one.
Like, I don't want to own one. I just want to look at it. I wonder but room has giraffes. I seriously doubt
I could totally get a giraffe and tie it to the banister or the whatever you call
what
it.
What would it eat?
It's just grass and
there's
shit.
There's no trees. They eat trees.
They can eat grass. Can they? Well, we'll plant. We'll put some plants on the roof.
Oh. It would just. It would be sad. It would be no exercise. It's.
Yeah, we'll
its
let it
muscles
run around.
Would like. Just yeah, we're never gonna get it. You let that,
I'm
that giraffe go.
I'll ride on him.
Oh, sad
I'll name
giraffe.
Him Hubert.
The sad giraffe is the saddest thing I can think of at this very moment. His head's all like stupid and swooping down, like real sad.
Well,
like,
giraffes gotta drink, right? So they can eat grass too, right? Don't they like have to?
I think
drink
they eat
water?
Certain stuff though. Well, I'm not saying their necks can't reach down. I'm just saying I don't think that's what they eat. I think they eat more specific like grains,
leaves. Well, they have like the black sticky tongues.
I know.
And they're all like, meh. Like a prehensile tongue to grab the leaves
that's
with.
That's so cool. I have a really, like, I have a lot of control over my tongue, but nothing like a giraffe. Because I can point my tongue and I can make it flat, and there's a lot of people who can't do that. Can I, yeah.
You can do a circle.
I can do that. I can't do that.
I don't even know what I did, but.
It's like that clover leaf thing. Yeah, I can't do that. I've always wanted to. That's a joke.
I don't even know what I'm doing with my tongue.
I would show you, but
weird.
I can't do it.
Right.
So,
and neither does anybody else know.
But yeah, I can make it flat and a whole point. And a lot of people can't do that. Like stick your tongue out as far as you can, without touching your lips. Yeah. See, you can kind of do it.
Nobody can see what we're doing.
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're sticking our tongues out at each other.
We totally are.
For science.
For scientific purposes. Do you remember when you were a kid when you couldn't stick your tongue out at someone? Like, that was
you weren't allowed?
I was like, it was like
that's like
giving the middle finger.
Yeah.
It totally was. It was like, don't stick your tongue out. Mm-hmm. She stuck her tongue out at me. That was a lot of, I stuck my tongue out at my sister sometimes. Mm-hmm. There was just, you couldn't say shut up either. Shut up was like.
Like if you live in England, you do that.
Is that what it is? I've never. So it's like a two-finger thingy.
Right, you go like that. You've seen that.
I've seen that. I've never seen the
with two fingers. Yeah, that's because the reason why is there's I forget what war it was, but there was some old war when the French and the English were fighting, and I think it was the French had really good like archers, so the English would capture them and cut off their first two fingers, and then they would taunt them in battle by waving their fingers at
that's
them.
That's horrible.
Because the archers can't do nothing without those fingers.
Yeah. Were you allowed to say shut up when you were a kid? Couldn't say shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah, we couldn't say shut up. Like, I couldn't tell my sister. That was like swearing.
Uh-huh.
Shut up was
well,
swearing.
Well, there's different levels of swearing once you get older.
Right. I mean, there's not a whole lot of swearing that I'm offended by anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Cunt knuckle, maybe. That's a bad one.
You're offended by that?
I mean, it's a bad. It just sounds bad.
What does
it
mean?
It doesn't flow. It doesn't mean anything, but it doesn't flow right, so. My toe is numb.
Oh yeah, you hurt your foot and now you're
yeah I hurt my foot. Well, I covered the injury before and it's not really swollen anymore, but it's real painful and half of my big toe is numb for no discernible reason.
Yeah, you should really call them.
Yeah, I don't know where that I had like a note card. Mm-hmm. Like, well,
like,
it was
like, oh, we'll take that off for
it's
you.
It's like a business card. I should have just put it in my phone.
They'll just take it off.
Just remove it. Well, my guess is there's a nerve being pinched in here somewhere that's affecting my big toe, but because
right.
Sometimes it hurts instead of being numb. Well, it's also numb, but it hurts too,
it's
which
awesome.
Is real weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
because you'd expect that it doesn't
it's like a throbbing
hurt
pain.
Numb.
Yeah, you'd expect you can't feel it at all, but it actually just hurts.
So who's your favorite bug Pokemon?
My favorite bug Pokemon.
I know what mine is.
What's yours? You talk about yours. I'll think about mine.
Heracross, because he's badass.
Of course, yours is Heracross.
Heracross is badass.
Is Scyther bug?
Yeah.
I had a big thing for Scyther when I was in like fourth grade because one of my friends had a big thing for
Scyther. Scyther wasn't out in fourth grade.
Scyther was at my fourth grade.
Right.
Third grade, maybe.
It was like 14th grade when Scyther came
that
out.
That is how that math works.
I was in college when Pokemon came out.
Yeah, I was in about third grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's when I got into Pokemon when I was in college.
I've literally grown up with Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my favorite bug Pokemon. Yeah, it would have been Scyther then. I think I just like the cute ones now. Like, I don't like,
Caterpie.
I don't like Caterpie, but I do like Weedle.
Weedle.
I never used to like Vito because he looked scarier, but Catapazor's ugly. Yeah.
Well, you were telling me that there was a theory about Caterpie and Venonat.
Yeah. Well, it's. Yeah. I don't even think it's a theory. I think it's pretty much proven because you can see it.
Oh, it's proven.
You can see it in
show
the
me,
eyes.
Show me. Bring me up a.
Bring you up a thing, a picture?
Wouldn't know what you call it. Citation.
Well, I can only show you evidence.
You can't just say proven. You got to show a citation.
Someone threw proven out to something the other day. Like that just proves that. I'm like, no,
it doesn't
prove anything.
It proves that God exists.
Yes. Okay. What? There's no proof either way. There really isn't. There is strong evidence, but there's no proof. Alright. So, Caterpie, Venonat. Oops. There is only two. Yeah, Venonat. Did you know
Nintendo screwed up the evolutions for Caterpie?
Venonat Butterfree Connection. This whole blog post about it. I mean, it's pretty clear.
No, I know.
When you look at it, it's like really, really obvious. Because, like, okay, so the way that Venonat holds its hands is in front of its body. The way that Butterfree holds its hands, exactly the same way. Yeah.
But why do they do that?
My guess is just a mix-up.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't really show. There's a big screen cap. And they didn't really show Venomoth. Yeah, because Venomoth has the same eyes as Caterpie does, more or less, and it's got the same. You see the three like pointy structure on its head. That's the same thing that Metapod has. It's got three pointy things.
Oh, okay. So, I get it. They just mixed it up by accident.
Yeah, this is how it should have been, but it wasn't. Yeah, they probably just switched around the sprites or numbers or something.
Or whoever did it was just like, oh, this looks like that. It's got wings, that's the one.
Yeah.
But too late to fix it now. So you can look at the internet, we're going to do a podcast? Or?
No, I was just seeing if anyone else had pointed out anything else. Oh, Caterpie has six legs. Venomoth has six legs.
Caterpie has four legs.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't really know. I don't know where that six leg is going from. Oh well. Anyway. So we were at one point talking about the end of the world. Well, it wasn't even the end of the world. It's just the end of human existence.
I think that was like 18 episodes ago.
No, it was like 10 minutes ago.
We did have an end of the world.
We didn't really address what would happen if everyone but you disappeared, though. Mm-hmm. You asked me another weird question, too. Do you know what it was?
No.
I don't know.
Asleep, probably.
You probably were. Because at one point, we were in the middle of a conversation about boners, and you were just asleep. I'd, like, asked you a question, and you...
What was your question?
I don't even remember what it was, but I know that I asked you a question, and you, like, rolled over. Like, you just stopped talking, and you would literally talk, like, 3 seconds before then, coherently, and, like, a part of the conversation,
and then I was asleep.
Yeah, and then...
I don't remember that.
You were. Well, you're like, I'm asleep. I was like, I asked you a question. You're like, what was your question? I was like, never mind, go to sleep.
Oh.
But I don't know what my question was. I think it was something about getting rid of boners, or
getting
how many...
Getting rid of boners?
I think it was either that or... No, it was, like, how many boners do you get a day that... You just have to kind of ignore.
Oh, well, it depends on the day.
Well, right. But because I have no experience with these things, not owning a penis.
I used to get them more when I was, like, a teenager, because that's just how it works. Because you're like, you see a girl and just get a boner.
Really?
Well,
is that how it is? Like,
well,
seriously?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
No, it's just a girl. Like, you see a girl that looks good, then you just you think about it.
Yeah, I have no experience with this because I have a very low sex drive as it is. Well, sort of. Anyway, I don't want the podcast with your family listening.
I
got him small.
Yeah. Well.
Is your phone ringing? No, you're playing. You're playing your guitar with your toes.
Uh-huh.
That's horrible.
My awesome guitar.
That?
I love my guitar.
Yeah.
It plays notes. I sold my wedding ring to buy this guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you aren't using it anymore.
Right. It was platinum.
Nice.
Yeah, got a bunch of money for it. It's a big chunk of platinum.
You just bought the guitar?
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyways. a Martin guitar, so it's worth a couple.
I don't know anything. I know nothing. Literally nothing.
This guitar is probably about $750.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
My flute would have been, when I got my flute, it would have been probably $1,500 new. We paid $800.
Right. Yeah, well, the thing with like stuff like that is, well, have you ever looked it up on eBay?
I did it a long time ago. It's not worth much anymore because it's got all sorts of scratches and stuff on it. Right. I wouldn't sell it anyway, but...
You can still play it?
Yeah, I can still play
it. You can have a flute and guitar band.
I played it for...
You're a flautist? She's counting on her fingers.
I played it for 9 years consistently, so...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Almost 10 years.
I got my first guitar when I was 19. Mm-hmm. Mama yawning. It's like,
I don't know what you got. Yeah, it's 8:30. Fucking old man.
Oh, I'm old.
You're not, though. You're really not.
I'm older.
Are you telling my guitar?
Oh, no. I got my first guitar when I was 19. My girlfriend at the time bought me a guitar.
Did you know how to play? Or?
No. You're just no, interested. I wanted to learn.
Oh, okay.
So, well, when I was in high school, mm-hmm. I had a bass that my cousin didn't want anymore. It was like an electric bass.
Okay.
So I started with that when I was in high school, but I did that for a couple of years, and I was like, I want to play guitar. So my girlfriend got me a guitar, and it was like, bought at a pawn shop, like cheapy right. one.
Well, I mean, if you're just learning, then
right,
it doesn't
and it was,
matter
but it was really on. Good because the strings were really high up from the frets, so you had to press down real hard to get.
Oh, so you get
right
calluses
notes.
Quicker.
Right. Well, it just it teaches you that you have to press down really hard to get all the notes. So when I practiced on that one for a couple of years. And then when I actually bought a decent guitar.
Like a nice guitar, you're like, I hardly have to press it
It's
all.
Like, I know how to, I'm better than I thought. Yeah, because, like, it's just, it sounded awful, because it was just a shitty guitar.
Oh, right, but yeah, but when you're learning, it doesn't matter what it sounds like, because you're not playing anything worthwhile at that point anyway.
Right, right.
And then, yeah, like, I had a stupidly shitty flute when I started, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter, because right. you sound horrible.
And then my second guitar was one that the first one I bought myself. I took my brother with me. We drove to Wilkes Barre.
You're speaking very quietly. You should talk louder, because, like, we're hardly registering.
I'll just put him over here.
Just bring it closer.
So I took my brother with me to, we went to Wilkes Barre to buy a guitar at the guitar shop up there, and I played every guitar in the store to find the best one for the cheapest price.
Nice.
And I found one, it was like $400.
Okay.
This is when I was like 22 or 23. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there. And then we bought it. And that was a Greg Bennett Samick guitar. It was really good for a
I'm
long time.
I'm just nodding along because I have no idea what
well,
that
and means. Then I guess
yeah,
after I got divorced, I was like, I need a better guitar. So I had that guitar for a long time, and then I bought this one.
Cool.
This is the one I recorded all my videos with and all my
your sound bites.
SoundCloud or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
called?
SoundCloud.
Stop yawning.
That's
Sorry.
Ridiculous.
Oh, I'm tired.
We gotta make some food. That's why.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. That's what it is.
But yeah, I mean, I have, like, I got my YouTube channel, Matt Olaf.
Oh, stop pimping
I
yourself.
Got my
no, SoundCloud, no, no,
Matt
no, no,
Olaf.
No. No, don't even do it because anyone listening to this already knows.
No, they don't have. They
don't
necessarily
pimp yourself
know.
On this podcast.
I'm gonna.
Don't
that's
do
what
it.
I have it. I have it. I can do with it what I want with it.
Why?
We got Twitter.
You don't do anything useful on any of these things. You haven't put up a YouTube video in months. You haven't put up a SoundCloud thing in months.
But I want people to care about it.
You tweet shit. Like, absolutely.
Well, I like my tweets.
Well, so do I, but I don't think too many other people probably do. Because you just, like, you don't provide useful content.
Why are you shitting on my parade?
Because all you want is for people to pay attention to you.
Yeah.
That's
is that
not
a bad thing?
Well, I mean, it
that's
is
why
if
I have
you're
a
not
podcast.
Offering anything to them.
I'm offering my insight and musical
Please.
Whatever. Don't shit
insight,
on my parade.
Insight? What yeah. insight?
I don't know.
All that insight on Twitter. Unnecessary hashtags. That's definitely what people need to be. Untimely movie quotes.
Yeah, those are fun.
Did you make that up?
Yeah.
Or did you get them from somewhere?
No, I just decided to do that.
Maybe it was timely for someone, though.
Someone just watched There Will Be Blood and they're like, I drink your milkshake too.
Or maybe they just drank someone's milkshake.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen There Will Be Blood.
We have it over there. It's on the list of movies that we should watch.
It's one of those, like, you actually have to be awake and care about it. And right. I think a lot of times when we want to watch a movie, it's because we don't want to have to think.
Right.
So.
Well, it's a good movie, though.
Right, but isn't it kind of long?
Yeah.
And boring?
Mm-hmm. Moderately boring.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing you actually have to actively.
Well, the thing is, I heard that I drink your milkshake before I saw the movie.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that ages ago.
Right, but it's like right at the end. It's like the last thing that happens in the movie. It's just like, I was waiting for that.
So you're just waiting for that the whole time. You're like, okay, I just want to know.
When does he drink his milkshake? When does he drink the milkshake? And it happens right at the end. But no, it is a good movie. It's like there's a lot of stuff happens, and it's.
Speaking of movies, we watched Paul.
It was okay.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I didn't think it was that great.
Paul was okay. I just didn't like that it was in America.
I mean, it was funny.
Like, I like Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. I like them a lot.
Too.
I liked Shaun of the Dead. I love Shaun of the Dead. Mm-hmm. I loved Hot Fuzz, and then Paul was just...
I had a coworker tell me that Hot Fuzz was crap. I was like, clearly, you and I do not have the same interest.
Did you ever shoot your gun in the air and say, aw?
No, but I mean, I really didn't think Paul was that great, and I don't think that Seth Rogen was the right choice for that voice.
Yeah.
I think it was completely wrong.
Well, it took me a second to figure it out, but
even before I knew who it was, I was like, that doesn't sound like that guy looks.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
So,
he was a cool alien, though.
Yeah, the alien, I mean, the character was cool, but Seth Rogen just didn't, not the best choice.
Yeah.
I felt like they probably just chose him because he's famous here and it would make it sell, you know?
Right, right.
I don't know. Hopefully their next endeavor is somewhat better than Paul.
Yeah, well, you just watched Hot Fuzz for the first time, too,
yeah.
The day after you watched Paul.
Yep, that's good.
It was very good. It's got a lot of good people in it.
I have seen Shaun of the Dead before, so.
Yeah, you have.
I didn't see that till college, though.
Got red on you.
Yeah, I'm a little behind. Well, I never really knew anything about British anything until college.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly until I met you, but until college for sure.
Yeah.
That just wasn't a sphere. I knew Monty Python in high school, but
right.
I mean,
well,
that's so pervasive. You can't avoid that.
Yeah.
But I just.
Oh, there was a box set of the best of Monty Python at work.
I don't like those best of things.
Yeah, well, we have it on. It's on Netflix, too.
Yeah.
Like all of them. But
it is.
But you have to see all the boring ones, too.
Right, or you can just Google which ones are the best ones.
But I really do like the Mitchell and Webb look.
Yeah, it's a good show.
They just keep getting funnier, too.
But there's only 3 seasons of it.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, yeah. There's 6 episodes on each one.
Yeah.
I like it better than Little Britain.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah. Little Britain is just kind of like...
Little Britain likes to resort to just being
same,
offensive.
And this, doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. Which, I mean, sometimes it's funny, but... You get used to it, and kind of, okay.
Well, the Mitchell and Webb look, the thing that I like about it is...
That Mitchell and Webb look.
Whatever. I like it because, like, they do, like, throughout each episode, they have, like, a theme, or, like there's one thing that they do, like, a couple different skits revolving the same topic, which is kind of funny.
I like the ones where they stage being in between skits, sketches, they're like... Let's talk about a thing that's personal to us. They're like, this is scripted. On the script.
It's even on the script, yeah. But that's like, when I was in high school, we actually wrote like a sketch that was meant to be like a British comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. I mean, for being us being in high school.
Right. And not British.
Yeah, and not British at all, but we all talked in British accents.
Oh, Jesus. That actually sounds like it was probably horrible.
Oh, it was amazingly bad.
So how was that good?
Well, it was so bad that it was awesome.
Okay.
Because, well, it was awesome because we made it, and we were in high school, so everything was awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I did a lot of things in high school.
What are you yawning for?
Because you!
I didn't yawn for like 20 minutes.
You have before. Also, I worked 8 hours today. You worked 4.
Okay, so I get one short day, and then tomorrow I work 10. Sorry.
Ooh. I'm sick of working, though.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of excited to go back to school just so I don't have to work all day, every day. But I have a different kind of work. So I went from being scheduled for 5 TA to TA 5 different classes to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped all the physics ones, which kind of sucks. I wanted to keep... at least one of the physics ones, because it would have been a good review for me, because I don't really remember all the concepts. Yeah, the ones I'm TAing are astronomy, so which I haven't even taken those courses, so I've never even seen these labs before. You're required to have taken them before you can TA them, but I took them at Concordia, and they do things differently there, so I'm real nervous for it. I wish I would have kept one of the physics classes just so I could relearn physics, but... Well, because the intro
you should be an astronomy major. You like doing all that.
Well, I mean, that there is no astronomy major.
Why?
In the area. The best they have is...
But you get to look at the stars and say, look at all those stars.
Well, no, the best they have is a physics degree with an astronomy emphasis, and that's what I'm doing, so...
Oh, well, all right then.
You didn't know that?
Well, you always talk about how much you like astronomy, and you don't like physics.
Right. Well, it's not that I don't like physics, it's that I can't remember a lot of the stuff that I've done.
Oh.
And I find it very difficult to continue because I can't remember all the stuff that I've done, which is pretty bad.
You should write it down.
I have. It's mm-hmm. called taking notes.
Right.
Yeah. It probably would have helped if I'd done a consistent amount of homework over the 2 years that I've been at MSUM, but...
You were too busy looking at the internets.
I was too busy doing other things. Really, just everything else. Yeah. But yeah, mostly the internet.
Too busy eating Pop-Tarts to...
I don't like Pop-Tarts, actually.
Well, I was too busy eating cereal with no milk in it.
No, not even cereal, really. Because I never ate breakfast till like, a month ago.
I think I got a bug bite on my kneecap.
Oh, no! Kind of bug, probably mosquito. We didn't have any in the apartment though.
I saw a spider.
Oh no, don't tell me that.
Okay. I didn't see a spider.
But you're lying now.
Right.
Don't lie. Lying's worse than telling. Okay. So on the scale of things, lying is a below.
But you just told me not to tell you that.
Right, but it's worse than telling me there's a spider.
Okay.
Lying is the thing you just shouldn't do.
So I should just shut up then.
Yeah, lying is a thing you shouldn't do. Telling me there's a spider is a thing I wish you wouldn't do.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
No.
No?
But I'm sure it makes sense to you.
It does make sense to me.
All right. Well, I think we've been doing this half an hour.
Oh, we have been doing this half an hour. Yeah, we gotta get some food.
All right, yeah, we're gonna go get some fucking onions and well, we have peppers.
Yeah, we have a bunch of peppers because they're real cheap.
We should look up some recipes for different soups.
Yeah, I'm going to make soup tomorrow.
Make some awesome soup. Make some good wonton soup for me.
No. I'm not going to make wonton soup. I'm going to start easier.
What's wrong with... Why are wontons hard?
I don't want to make wonton soup. Okay. I want to make real soup.
That's cabbage soup?
Ew.
Potato and cabbage soup?
I don't like cabbage.
Have you had cabbage soup?
No, but I don't want to try it.
Then what?
I'm not gonna make it just to find out I don't like
cabbage.
I'm gonna make something
the thing
do
with
like.
Cabbage and soup, it doesn't taste like... It's not like you're eating raw cabbage. It's like it adds to the flavor of the soup.
Okay.
Right, well, anyway.
But what flavor does that? Because if it adds the flavor of cabbage, I fucking hate cabbage, so that's not really helping.
No, it adds like it thickens up the soup, and okay. It adds like it kind of spices it up a little bit.
I'm not convinced.
Okay.
You're the second person in 2 days to tell me I need to eat cabbage soup, but I don't want to.
Oh, really? Someone else told you that?
Yeah, Austin did last night.
There you go.
I told him, I was like, I don't like cabbage. He's like, how have you had cabbage? I was like, a bunch of different ways. Like, if you had cabbage soup, I was like, no. He's like, there you go. You need to have it. I'm like,
right.
No, but here's the thing. Okay, I will have cabbage soup if someone else makes cabbage soup and makes it well, and I know that it's good.
I will
cabbage
make cabbage
soup
for you.
And I know that it's good cabbage
soup.
So we're
going to buy some cabbage?
No, we're not. We're not tonight. We'll do it some other time.
How about Thursday?
Okay, maybe Thursday. You want to get early in the morning.
But you need potatoes and cabbage.
We have potatoes.
Right, and carrots. It's like vegetable. Did you ever have vegetable soup?
I've been alive.
Because cabbage
yes.
is a vegetable and it goes in vegetable soup.
Right, but cabbage is gross.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, cabbage is disgusting.
All right, you win.
Maybe cabbage
you
soup
win.
Is good. I haven't had it yet.
You win. We're done.
Why do I win?
Because we're going to buy cabbage and I'm just going to eat it.
No, well, you can make it into soup.
You.
No, you can make it into soup.
I'm
going to
breathe my cabbage breath on you.
You can make it into soup. I want to know that it's good cabbage soup, because I'm not going to, like, make my own not knowing what I'm doing, not even knowing what to look for in cabbage soup.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, that's why you Google it.
It's sort of like you don't want to eat steak for the first time making it yourself, because there's so many ways to fuck it up.
I had good steak once.
One time?
Well, a few times. But once that I just remembered, like, when I thought about steak... The best
That's
steak I ever had was the one that I think I'm thinking
is
of.
Is that the one that you sent me a picture of that one time when you had a whole bunch of other stuff?
It was so good.
Yeah. That's
that wasn't that one, but...
What are you thinking of?
No, the best steak I ever had was at my uncle's restaurant.
Okay.
Martin's Restaurant in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, which is awesome. I'm allowed to plug other things, right?
Yeah, you can plug
Not
other
just
things.
My own things.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Can I plug things if I want to? You're going to be
sure.
like, ugh.
Well,
I don't know
as long as it
plug.
Doesn't suck.
<Thank you.
laughs> Okay, anyway... This has been a podcast brought to you by Adam and Holly.
And Holly's irateness. Is that a word? It is. Irateity. Sure. We were making up words. What did we make up last night?
I don't remember. Educationalized.
Educationalized.
I was going to say educated, but that's right.
Yeah, no, it was educationalized, which is a really good word. Yeah. It's way too many syllables.
All right, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.